From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Stand down is a military term used whenever units are taken off the front lines and are able to relax. It's also the name for this past Memorial Day weekend's event, where more than 200 local homeless veterans received help. Veterans from Miami-Dade, Broward, and Monroe counties were given housing, medical services, and other benefits. Tony Colmenares is director of the Florida Veterans Foundation. He put together the event with the help of local organizations and about 600 volunteers.
Over 2 years, we pulled 37 homeless veterans off the street. We did 54 in one day. So you can see the comparison and how impactful something like this is.
Colmenares says this was the largest stand-down event in South Florida's history. In other news today, a group of businessmen and former high-ranking U.S. officials is asking President Obama to relax the embargo on Cuba. They sent a letter asking the president to ease travel and investment restrictions to help Cubans with their economic and social needs. Tomas Bilbao is head of the Cuba Study Group, which helped organize the letter.
It's evidence of the growing consensus for the need for more effective policy towards Cuba that prioritizes helping the Cuban people over solely focusing on hurting the Cuban government.
But supporters of the embargo say the demands are misguided. Former Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart of Miami led Congress to write the embargo into law.
This letter is fundamentally rooted in people seeking business with the dictatorship. It's not rooted in something pure. That people are actually asking the President of the United States to violate the law.
A poll by the nonpartisan Atlantic Council found that 64% of Miami-Dade County adults favored engaging more with Cuba. Miami-Dade has the largest concentration of Cuban Americans in the country. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.